Derry City drew 1-1 with Galway United at Celtic Park on Bank Holiday Monday in the 5 o'clock kickoff. On 19 minutes, Patrick McLean's header at goal was gathered well by the keeper in the Galway goal, Evan Watts. On 28 minutes, Galway's Lombardo went down the inside left, and as he got into the box, McLean blocked the shot away for a corner kick. 4 minutes before the break, Darragh Markey's cross from the left was controlled by James Clark on the edge of the box. He turned and shot at the Galway goalkeeper, and he pushed away what looked a certain goal. 2 minutes before the break, Akinyemi shot low, and the Galway keeper held it low to his right. Galway took the lead on 44 minutes against the run of play. They broke down the right, the ball was headed into the box, and Lombardo headed at goal, and the ball evaded the Derry goalkeeper at his left-hand post low down. 3 minutes after the break, Galway were on the attack again. Lombardo again ran into the Derry City box, virtually unchallenged. He hit a low shot that the keeper saved just low to his right-hand side. On 61 minutes, Derry had the ball in the net when McLean headed at goal 8 yards out. As the ball went toward the net, Jamie Stott headed in, but the referee ruled the goal out. Derry got their equaliser on 91 minutes through substitute Kevin DeSantis. He cut in from the left and curled in a very good shot to level the scores. A disappointing match for Derry. They had controlled most of it. And as I said earlier, the goal that they let in was totally against their run of play. But they salvaged a point, disappointing as it was, that it wasn't the 3 points they really would have wanted to have. Final score at Celtic Park, Derry City 1, Galway United 1.